Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down. Even when times get rough and you had enough.
Even when times get rough.
Still,
if you've had enough, you think you've had enough, you still got to try, my friends. I know you do. That's the reason you're my heroes, small business owners. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Pete Sepp is our guest. Pete, tell us about National Taxpayers Union.
We're a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization founded back in 1969 to work for lower, fairer taxes, less wasteful government spending, and accountability from public officials at all levels, including the international level.
Yeah. Yeah, their work across the world, folks, helping other countries get their taxpayers' organizations, advocacy groups organized, is amazing global leadership, and of course the work they do here in the United States is unparalleled. I encourage you to find them, go to ntu.org, support the work they do with your donations. They can use your help, and now more than ever, Pete, as we've been talking about, what are you guys working on right now that you think is the most urgent that we need to be focused on?
I think we need to be focused on the American Families Plan and driving a wedge between the hard left, the radical left that you were describing, both in Congress and in the White House, and more sensible Democrats, as well as making sure that Republicans are all unified against some of these proposals. It's not impossible. You have senators like Joe Manchin of West Virginia,
right,
Kristen Sinema, and Mark Kelly in Arizona, who are standing fast against some of the more radical proposals being put forth in Congress.
Boy, the pressure the left can bring to bear on them, what they do, Pete, is they come out with these wacky ideas. I mean, stupid ideas that they know nobody will pass, and then they beat Manchin and Sinema and Kelly down. And because they have to take something, and they wind up with something that's not as stupid as the original plan, but it still won't work. It still will hurt people. And those guys think they've won.
Yes.
They think they've held out, you know, for as long as they could. They're good. The pressure the left can bring on these people is unrelenting, and it's unbelievable.
Yes, and of course we have to take a page from that playbook in the sense that we have to be willing to make incremental gains on behalf of taxpayers, just the way they're seeking to make incremental gains on behalf of their agenda. And we've been able to do that since our founding in 1969. It takes a whole lot of hard work.
A lot of work.
It takes patient coalition building behind the scenes. It takes good, rational analysis that people who are willing to listen can actually absorb. Doing all of those things, along with mobilizing citizens who are willing to say, hey, there's a better way here to solve the country's problems. It works. It's
hey, Pete, what are the key landmines inside the American Families Plan that we need to pay attention to?
Certainly that net investment income tax provision. That's going to hurt small businesses a great deal. There is also a proposal to eliminate the stepped-up basis for capital gains at death, meaning that instead of passing along something to your heirs where the capital gains basis is adjusted, they have to pay capital gains right out of the gate on the value that your business has accumulated.
Yeah, you can't have the basis stepped up so that it's a mark to market. But only the left would call something of the American Families Plan that actually hurts American families. Only the left would do that.
Yeah, and Of course, the administration says we'll make sure that true family-owned businesses being passed along to heirs who are going to keep the business going will be protected. I'll believe that when I see
it. Right. Don't forget, folks. If you think that's what he's saying is crazy, these are the same people who want to defund the police. Think about that. Go ahead, Pete. Last thoughts.
Yeah. It's very important to keep our eyes on the administrative part of all of this, too. This IRS budget increase and the talk of getting tough with enforcement has collateral damage. It always has. And small businesses are going to be among the first to feel it. Innocent people who are just trying to build a financial life for themselves and others are going to get hurt. And we need to push back against that as well. Don't give up hope.
Does it still work to call or to write or to email our members of Congress? Does that still work?
It absolutely helps. There are other things we need to be doing at the same time, but getting the numbers on our side, getting the message on our side, getting the passion on our side, yeah, all of those things are important.
Yeah. Hey, Pete, thank you for being here. Thank you for all the years. Keep up the good work, and thank you again for today.
Absolutely. Will do, sir. You take care.
Pete Sepp, ladies and gentlemen, National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. I've been telling you about them since 1998. They're the best. You need to be supporting them. I promise you, you'll be glad you did. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.